Welcome to day 30 of our Transformed Life Reflections for Weekdays during Lent. Today's reflection is titled Called to Serve God's Eternal Purpose, and it's brought to you by Simon Willetts.
Ephesians 3, verse 11. According to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's so important to take the long view of life. In our society of instant gratification, instant meals, instant messaging, instant cash, instant loans, there is a huge danger of short-termism. God, on the other hand, takes the long view, in fact, the eternal view. And here Paul encourages us to take a similar perspective. In verse 10, we saw that God's intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Here in verse 11, he highlights the fact that this was according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ. There's an old story about Christopher Wren, one of the greatest of English architects, who walked one day unrecognised amongst the men who were at work upon the building of St Paul's Cathedral in London, which he had designed. "What are you doing?" he inquired of one of the workmen. And the man replied, "I'm cutting a piece of stone." As he went on, he put the same question to another man. And the man replied, "I'm earning 5 shillings, 2 pence a day." And to a third man, he addressed the same inquiry. And the man answered, "I'm helping Christopher Wren build a beautiful cathedral." That man had vision. He could see beyond the cutting of the stone, beyond the earning of his daily wage, to the creation of a work of art, the building of a great cathedral. God's building of his church is of far greater significance than the construction of a physical cathedral. Rather than a building with bricks and mortar, he is building a spiritual temple made with living stones of his redeemed people, so that he can live amongst and fill them with his glorious presence. The wonderful purpose was eternal. So be encouraged. When you play your part in serving the local church, which is part of God's universal church and part of his eternal plan, you are involved in something that is of huge and lasting significance. There is something deeply fulfilling about giving your life for something that really matters. That's why it's worth giving our very best to God and to the health and growth of his church, because we're involved in the most purposeful activity available to mankind. So let me encourage you again. If you're not serving God, find somewhere you can get involved and get going. If you used to serve, then get started again. Maybe get in touch with the church office and ask where you might want to come and serve. There's loads of opportunities in our church with Bothbridge and Hambledon. And the children of the church today are taking a moment to reflect on their journey through Lent. Is there anything you want to celebrate?
If this podcast has helped you in any way today, then why not come and join one of our church small groups where we're all exploring Ephesians with Dave Smith's Transformed Life Study Guide. We're really grateful to be basing these daily podcasts on Dave's Transformed Life course. So we want to say thanks to Dave and our friends at CWR for their permission to do this. We are not sponsored by them in any way, so please support CWR by visiting www.cwr.org.uk to find out more. And of course, we'd love you to get hold of Dave's book and his great material.